Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Initiate Orphans Trailer.
Welcome to The Orphans.
It's Baz Gilroy.
Hello. I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit, but you can call me Jeffrey.
Do you know what they're going to do to me?
That's what I am to them out there. Just a spill on the floor that needs wiping up, aren't I?
But I will not stay here and witness your stupidity.
You do nothing but pretend. You don't care about me.
Get up. He's going to find us if we don't move.
The Orphans.
The Orphans.
The Orphans.
The Orphans. Facility. Out now.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Okay, so where we last left our adventurers, Nesbitt, Kelton, and Esmond, you guys had just met a new kind of people.
People?
Hey. Well, they, hey. That's offensive. And the,
that's Nesbitt's family you're talking about.
And Von Vandeven, now, who has been continually jealous of other people stealing his thunder, found a way that nobody could ever do it again, and will perform his solo act for these octopus people until the cows come home. You hand it off Aster to the closest person you could find, and you walk out. You see all of the other prisoners not knowing what to do with the rest of their lives, because that was the strangest thing that happened to them either. And they start moving around and trying to find their goods and stuff that was removed from them. You hear a commotion.
Hark!
When you look over, there are people fighting over a cache of gear. It looks bad. It looks like a serious knockdown, drag-out fight. As you approach, you see that there is a group of about six armed travelers fighting with two. And the two are really kicking the shit out of them. They're from all walks of life. And clearly, from the style, the three of you would know that they probably came from Nefar, from the clothes that they wear.
I say we join the six.
One of the two is a Krex. It's the Krex that you handed Aster off to. She is a seagull with a black head. So you see this Krex, who is played by Savannah.
That's me.
She's our newest addition to the podcast. And by her side is a extremely aggro-looking Savathian that is a fish. It looks like a beta fish, and he's bright red. And that is Pool.
Returning.
In short order, you see the Krex with her spear stabbing the shit out of these guys, and when the beta fish Savathian starts laying into them with a bardiche, they end up backing away.
Tight.
You guys just lost your ranger.
Uh-huh.
He has two broken legs. He is out of commission.
We lost two rangers, technically.
Yeah, that's true.
We lost one and negative rangers. One rangers.
Yes.
Lost so you're back no at zero. Rangers.
You don't really know where to go next, and these two look like the only people around who can handle themselves.
Hey, cool, hey. I still am looking for Aster. Do you know where he is?
Should we make him fight to the death to see
I gave Aster to
the seagull.
Do you know where he is?
Oh yeah, that big guy, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh yeah, that's the one.
The six are looking at you guys and then looking at them, and they're just kind of backing away a little bit, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but it doesn't look like we're going to win this fight. And they just kind of start shrinking away.
Bye. Yeah, nice meeting y'all. Goodbye. Having a chat here.
I put him by that tree, yeah? The big tree. With the branches? He won't be moving much, you know?
Yeah, we gotta figure out what to do with him. It's kind of a problem. Anyway, I'm going to go talk to him. See you later.
Bye.
All right. In the meantime, While my tall, firm friend over there is... You seem pretty decent with the whole stabbing process. I'm kind of looking for some more employees.
Oh, you want to hire me?
Maybe.
I don't dig.
What do you do?
I eat a lot, and I stab things, you know?
I like exactly half of that.
I am an archaeologist.
Ooh, how exciting. What are you?
I am a
He's an entrepreneur.
You're over by the tree.
I am a manager.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for more things to manage. I got... You want to come over and be managed?
You seem to know a lot about trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
about as much as you do about archaeology.
Can you find your way through trees?
Oh, yeah.
We could really use someone who knows, like, trees and rocks and leaves and stuff.
I'm your girl.
I'm an archaeologist.
Oh, you know the stuff under the dirt, yeah?
Yeah, I went to college. Oh. It's no big deal.
Oh, so you're the leader of these adventurous fellows, yeah?
Yeah, I'm in charge.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, very, very in charge guy. I...
Community college?
I don't remember seeing you in the halls of Jokat Royal University.
Yeah, pig college. No, I didn't do any pig college.
Oh,
no.
So he's the manager, yeah?
No.
Yeah,
that.
I'm in charge.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, I follow you.
Miss Gull, what are you signing us up for?
Don't worry, man. You can come too.
Hey, kind of damp pal over there.
Obi, that's you.
This bird here is a little difficult to talk to. How about we have a conversation here? You like Dairon?
I follow her around.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Obi's boss, yeah?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm his manager, yeah?
Great. All right.
I went to college. Yeah?
Yeah, I went to college.
We went to college.
Oh, you guys are gonna get along just swimmingly. I can tell.
Yeah, he's good at the stuff under the dirt. I'm good at the stuff not under the dirt, like trees and stuff.
I think we got it covered from
there.
Yeah. Next leg is all on the ocean.
Oh, that's what we got Obi for.
Oh, because Obi's a fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obed.
Okay. We need the assistance of some effective stabbing people. We're gonna start moving in a certain direction here. So,
north?
No.
South.
Approximately.
Southwest?
Yeah. Wait, was it south?
He's the manager, yeah?
We like to let him think that way. It makes him feel good.
Which way were we going again?
It was 10 miles south, 2 miles east.
Okay.
So. Somebody's been listening. I like that.
Yeah. The other south.
South north.
Oh, God damn it.
I didn't even know there was a south-north.
You didn't take that class, no?
No, you're a good ranger.
Yeah.
Would you be our ranger?
She's not even a ranger.
Oh, sure, yeah. There's money, there's food.
You can stab people.
You like
to stab people?
Oh, yeah, I go gigging once in a while, yeah.
Oh, I've stabbed a lot of people in this job.
You eat a lot of people.
You know, I don't like to brag, but...
Your manager's real good, yeah? Weasel?
He's a great, great manager, yeah.
Guys, I got a ranger.
What?
We got a ranger.
And Obi.
Who?
Obi.
She knows trees.
Having finished the battle and am now calmed down, I shrink slightly in size and my color changes to kind of a gross, sickly, yellow-orangish color.
I guess I'll follow her around.
Hey, the fuck just happened to you?
Guys, Asher's hurt pretty bad. I just like checked on him. He's not doing well at all.
I thought you killed him already, man.
Wait, that was Asher.
His legs are broken.
Let's cut to Esmond and Aster. You reach Aster over at the tree. He's sitting there. He's kind of sweating, breathing heavy, and he doesn't look happy.
Hey there, buddy.
Hello. How's it going?
We got to keep moving on, and you can't.
You better. You need to. Those kids. God damn it, those kids.
How are you getting back?
There seems to be a few guff among them. I'll flag one down. Don't worry about me. Just, actually, if you could just grab one and see if anybody's heading back too. You look over there. I think that is a scallion. Scallion. Delicious onions. I think that's Scullion from Clan Bryrick over there. If you could flag him down, he'll help me. He'll help me get back. But I can't go with you guys. I'll just slow you down.
All right. Hey, Scallion? Scullion? Hey, dude.
Yes?
Hey, I got a favor to ask you, buddy.
Oh, sure. What?
Do you see the guy slumped against the tree over there?
Oh my god! It's Aster.
Yeah. He's a friend of mine, and he's not looking pretty good.
Is he okay?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh my gosh!
Could you look after him?
Yeah, I owe him my life. I'll help him any way I can.
You're a real good dude. I have to go check on my friends, because if I leave them alone for too long, they do stupid things.
Do whatever you need to. I'll make sure he's fine.
Thank you. That's really great.
We got a long history, me and Aster.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
I like to think that's when I yelled out, I found a ranger.
Scullion's like, weird, me too. Why don't you guys introduce your characters, what you're playing, and we'll go over what your guys' skills are.
Okay, my name is Obed Edom. I am a Savathian. I would say an acolyte, specifically focused in the study of Savathian history. So I'm kind of a scholar, but I'm part of the Erin. So my master is like an expert in Savathian history, but like no one really knows what Savathian history is. So he just kind of...
He's just caught up on what other people are.
Right, exactly. So I have no memory before the Doom. So I signed on to study under him since I do have some healing gifts. But I have very little confidence outside of books and stuff like that. So since Gaylen was going out on her thing that she'll go over... I was sent to accompany her to try and become more worldly. I am Core Zealotry. First step Radiance, first step Zealotry.
Well, Kelton would have a lot to teach you about history.
Oh, well, great.
This actually might
Namely,
be a guy
that
who
you
call
are
you
mistaken
your
about everything you think is Savathian.
No, like all those Savathian corpses? Guff. Yeah.
His history is made up too.
That's exactly. Exactly.
My character is Gaylen Cecilia Gull, and if she had friends, they'd call her Gacy. She is...
Like John Wayne Gacy?
No, like she's a longshoreman out on the Gacy.
Ah.
Yeah.
And your last name is Gull.
Yeah.
Which would be a lot like if my actual real last name was Human.
There are people with the last name Human.
Really?
So is it That's... Gacy Gull?
Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
So she's a Krax. She's based off of a laughing seagull, which is a white seagull. It has like gray back feathers, and then it has a black head with a bright red beak. Super cute. She is 43 years young. She's about 5'7" and 104 pounds. That's what 40-year-old people sound like.
I know of. I've gone on dates with them. It's awful.
I have not gone on a date with a 47-year-old lady.
The dates are bad. The after dates are very fun.
Her profession is that she's a survivalist. She really likes food and trying new and different types of food. She'll pretty much eat anything once.
Does she eat stones to help her digest things?
Maybe if her tummy is upset.
You're like, oh, a new stone to eat. Like,
different gems.
Yeah. Like somebody picks up a ruby and they're like, oh, that's valuable. You're like, oh.
That was tasty.
That's actually pretty convenient if you're out of slots, though.
All right, let's go ahead and hide these talismans.
What talismans?
Yeah.
Wait, crocodiles do that, too. They eat rocks for digestion.
Well, for ballast as well. Sorry, can you go into your core and steps and what weapon you use?
Oh, sure. Gaylene's core is a citadel. She's step one scoundrel and step one champion.
And we got a proper mutt.
And her weapon is a really, really cute pike.
How's it cute? Is it decorated like Steven Tyler's microphone stand or something?
It has like beads and stuff on it. It's really cute.
Is there any turquoise?
Yeah. And it has three pointy ends, like a fishing spear.
Or a trident?
But like a fishing spear.
More like the...
It's like barbs rather than three separate.
Like the Indonesian fishing spear.
Okay, yeah, no, I
Well, even modern spear fishers, it's the three pointed.
Yeah. Like a frog gigger?
Yeah, but
like a long fork.
So you could do like s'mores on it if you wanted.
Oh, that'd be great. We didn't talk about pay.
Before. But. You agreed really easily to that without any contracts.
I was really hoping everybody would just forget about that.
So I would imagine that you guys all have contracts, and because Nesbitt is not just the organizer, but also the one kind of shepherding the whole thing the whole time, he gets probably 75 ackies a day. Esmond and Kelton are 50 ackies a day. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think you hired these two for?
We're looking to bring on a couple more sets of hands. Very competitive rates.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We offer a...
How much?
Yeah, 30 ackies a day. By the way, you got to get a lot of days.
College man, how much you make?
Me?
Yeah.
As, like, an archaeologist?
Yeah.
I, like, oversee all the archaeology.
Yeah.
So, like, the digging...
Yeah?
This guy's really important. Super important guy. How much do you make, Kelton?
32 ackies a day.
Damn. What do you think, Obi?
I don't know. I'm not used to getting paid at all.
How about he makes 20 and he gives you the extra 10?
I mean, I don't see any problem with that. I can work the numbers however you need.
I like even numbers,
you
yeah.
You can do
like
40-20.
40.
Yeah,
for each
40
of us.
For you. 20 for your pal number. Over there.
Nah, but I like even numbers with four in them, you know? Yeah.
Well, how about four?
Every number that ends in four is an even number with four.
Oh, then 44, yeah? Four is my lucky number, yeah? I'm 104 pounds.
All right, so 44 there.
There's a lot of binging.
16 curtain. There.
Nah. Obi's also got to make 44.
That is four squared. You should love 16.
Nah. 16 is a bad luck number, yeah?
This fucking bird is ridiculous. All right.
Work for bad luck. Isn't that right, Obi?
Did the fish go to college?
Well, he got a bunch of awards for acting, didn't you, Obi?
No, definitely not.
Oh, an actor. Great. We have had very good luck with actors.
I'm not an actor, I promise.
He's acting right now. Look at him.
They had me as...
Wait, do you know anything Gomeo?
Yeah. They wanted me to be Skibbled. I'm really glad you guys showed up when you did. I was not going to make it on stage.
You look like a Skibbled. How do you... Well, I believe in you.
Honestly, I'd love to
you
see
you seem
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, as much as I love the works of the great Savathian playwright, Squilljum Gagshire.
Guff. Thank you, man. You didn't go to college, so it's okay.
I think this is technically an internship while he's in college.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. I'm literally a scholar.
Obi's getting his degree with me.
So why should he make more than me?
44 is good luck.
Yeah, I don't make 44.
How much you make?
I make 32.
That's bad luck number. No wonder. You're so grumpy. You make bad luck. 44.
Okay, I need a raise.
So we can all have good luck, yeah?
Very well, you get 44.
Fine. All right. 44 for fucking everybody.
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, you just...
Oh, yeah? What do you make? Lizard man.
I make fire.
That's not 44. Bad luck.
44. You'll be very happy with 44. You still get your fucking 50. Keep your fucking mouth shut. You make 44.
How much you make, lizard man, yeah?
10.
He makes 10?
I mean, yeah. He didn't go to college, so...
I want deception rolls. From Kelton and Nesbitt.
Let's see. Shit, man. Bargain is my fucking talent.
All right, give me... Yeah, no, then we'll do that.
All right.
I would like to...
That bargain is absolutely what you were doing right
okay.
now.
Okay.
I rolled a 17 for deception, and I add my...
Composure
to 1, so that'd be 18.
15.
Okay, so you believe him.
Bargain check this. 10. And 8. Damn.
Yeah, I think she can pretty much tell you're trying to...
Lowball her.
Yeah.
44. Lucky number.
44 is great. All right. You can have 44. You can have 44. Kelton, you're getting a fucking raise. 44.
I like you. You got me a raise first day.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We went to college.
Okay. Nesbitt, why did you do this to me? Why did you do this to me again?
I'm giving you his other six. Shut
I'm
the
not
fuck
saying
up.
That. I'm saying these people. Why are they here again?
Believe you me, I'm not any fucking happier about this, but we need some more stabbing hands, all right?
Fine. I'm not happy.
Guy,
Don't be such a Debbie Downer, lizard man.
I'm happy because we have a ranger. We have guy who can do skibbled for us around campfire.
A ranger and an actor. It's like we never left Vaughn.
It's a good day.
So, ranger.
Shit. Is Asta gone yet? Asta knew where we were fucking going. Hey, whoever was carrying Asta, tell our new fucking ranger where we're fucking going.
You look over and you see Scullion picking up Asta and draping an arm over his shoulders, kind of shuffling away. And when you yell, he like looks back over his shoulder and Asta can't really, but it's clear he heard you as well.
Asta, glad you're still around. You're looking beautiful. Hey, our new pal here. Gonna need a little bit of assistance in gauging where she's gonna have to guide us. You feel me?
Oh, yes. The last we heard, the people who might be involved in removing our kids from their homes are a pair of Kreks. And yeah, we were heading to the southwest here, but we were led astray by the tracks that led us here. So we probably need to get back to where we were when we found those tracks and continue on. And by we, I mean you. I'm done.
No, I know you. I'm talking to the fucking bird here.
Is he always this rude?
Yeah.
How much he get paid?
I don't know. How much do you get paid?
It can't be 44. 16.
I will admit, as a manager, I get paid 45.
That's an odd number. It's bad luck, yeah?
Yeah, I very obviously have bad fucking luck.
Except
with the ladies.
So I know that I can't assist with broken bones, but he still looks pretty banged up. Can I offer to at least heal him up so that he's feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, I would say that he didn't take wounds that you could close or anything like that.
Okay.
He's just got the broken legs.
Okay.
And he needs dedicated medical attention, and it seems like...
Okay. I was more hoping for an opportunity to show that I can heal so that they are...
Right.
More.
Plus, we've already saved his life.
All right. Nesbitt and Gaylene plus one momentum.
Boop, boop.
What was your name again?
Me?
Yes.
Gaylene. Oh, yeah. I don't fill out any paperwork. I don't trust the government.
Me neither. None of us do. Don't worry about it. Esmond, I'm so fucking sorry about this. But we have no fucking choice. All
Somehow right. This is the dumbest thing that's happened to me today.
Plus one momentum.
Oh, yeah. Weasel Man, what's your name? Not boss.
My name is Nesbitt, but you can call me Mr. Bizzleby.
You met his family, though.
Oh, yeah, those octopus people. Yeah. Yeah.
That's his family.
All right, so you're happy with your 44 a day? We're feeling good, aren't we? Go ahead and range us, Ranger.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't you show me where the tracks were?
I would imagine you guys know where that is. You guys ran here from where you last saw the tracks. So at a walking pace, I'd imagine, takes you about an hour. So you find your way back there, and it's kind of a more open area. And you know it's starting to get a little dark. Let's say it's about like 6 p.m. And it's, you know, fall. So you can press on in the dark, but it will be harder to range. You'll take a negative.
I think it's time to set up camp here, man. It's been a weird day.
Let's consult our new, extremely overpaid ranger.
Oh, yeah, I agree with Lizard Man, yeah? We should camp. You're so smart.
He is very, very smart.
I don't hate that.
He's not the manager?
Do you want everybody to be the manager?
I'm just asking. I'm not sure. I'm new here, yeah?
I like to think of myself as a consultant.
Ah, consultant to the boss?
To Reason?
That's what they call me. They call me Reason.
The reason I cry at night.
Plus four momentum to both of you.
It was so deep.
Let's turn in, ladies and gents.
Actually, I kind of want to talk to you about something.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I apparently have to have another goddamn conversation.
So, when do you know you were touched?
Nobody fucking saw that. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The magic? You did magic.
Matt, I don't do magic.
What? You did magic.
I don't do fucking magic.
I saw magic.
You didn't see magic.
I saw magic.
I fucking stabbed a guy.
And there was like green bolts. That was magic.
I didn't see any
I smelled the magic.
You can smell magic?
It's a metaphor, but don't worry about it. I was hoping you would... never mind. Fine. You don't do magic. That's great.
Yeah, I don't do magic. I fucking stab guys, and I lead a bunch of fucking weirdos. Where are we going with this? What?
You're the worst.
Hey, Obed, how about a little of that, that play?
No, seriously, guys, I am not... in front of people type of guy. I read about things. I'm getting clammy. I am not on the stage. No, no.
Would you always be a little wet? I don't understand.
He's a little bit of a fish out of water.
So let's say you bed down for the night. All of a sudden you hear a boom far in the distance and what sounds like a faint scream, a light flares in the distance, just enough so that you can see it above the canopy.
I would like to roll to give a shit.
Roll.
Ooh, bad. That's a two.
I would imagine you don't give a shit, but it is directly to the west.
Ah, Jesus Christ. What? Shit. Why would I say Jesus Christ? Ah, for fuck's sake. But now what the hell is going on?
Bleebus Bryce.
You know about Bleebus Bryce?
Yeah, I didn't go to college, but I'm still a knowledgeable man, all right?
Great balls of Bradus.
Who wants to go over and see what the hell that is?
From the distance of the sound, you think it's probably about a mile from you.
That's a little too close.
I mean, fuck. All right, wait.
I mean, like, I kind of feel cheated by those octopus. I need to kill something that is what it is and not what it is, but it is, but it doesn't look like what it is.
Everybody on the payroll. Let's
we better get a bonus after this.
Let's go.
So it is nighttime and you are headed towards the west?
Yes.
All right, let's get a ranging roll from Galen.
Are we going stealth?
I think we're trucking.
We're going hard.
I got a 20.
You got a total you got a natural 20. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so wondering if I should make orbs, is all I'm saying.
You add your intelligence, the final score on the right.
Right.
Zero.
Okay, so 20. 20 is more than good enough.
Okay.
You make it through very carefully, I'm assuming, towards the source of the sound. In the distance, you can see a faint glow through the trees that you would recognize as the light of a campfire.
Get up to about the tree line. We see that it's a campfire. Is that all we can see? Can we move?
From a distance, you're seeing the light come through the trees. Okay. You know what I mean? That you recognize in the flickering that the way it moves, it's definitely a campfire.
Okay.
So alluring.
Once we get to where we recognize that there is a camp, then we start moving a little more slowly up to the tree line to try to get a better view of...
As you pass the tree line and you can see through, you see a camp that was small and hastily set up, and you recognize the shredded robes of the Way Forward.
God damn it.
You've come across the camp of the three members of the Way Forward, Forsha, and the two shovels that you let accompany them. They have been completely eviscerated, but you do not see Forsha. There are craters in the ground where magic still crackles. And suddenly you hear a moan, like a groaning, from the south of the camp. And you look over to see one of the two shovels is still alive, but his guts are spilled out and he's on the floor.
Hey, shovel, what the fuck happened here?
I'm wondering if I should roll, because this is like serious shit.
Yeah. So you don't want to. Yeah.
No. So my vote is yes.
Definitely roll for a voice.
Also, serious shit. Right. Barack Obama.
We have a healer. Maybe let the healer get in there first before
we were attacked by squirrels.
You can't heal guts out of body.
So just for clarity's
this person
sake,
is very
just for clarity's
obviously
sake,
dying. It's Dumpy.
Okay. And although I don't know these characters, I know them out of character. Did you see the three members of the Way Forward dead as well?
Yes. All Shit. Three of them are dead.
So, like, the alligator missing the arm. Benarv. And Benarv, the Wicked Witch.
Benarv, Winnie, and...
Winnie.
Drader are all three of them dead.
Winnie is dead?
Yes, Winnie is dead.
Somewhere fucking... Ben is
they look like
having
been,
a shot.
It looks like they've been ripped apart by wild animals. There's evidence of just magical fighting happening.
Wow.
Mm. Fuck. I could smell it, metaphorically.
Dumpy is dying right before you.
Speak to me. Speak to me. What are you seeing? Who did this?
Can I cast a heal to at least relieve his pain?
Yes.
Okay. At least so that he can, you know,
like, talk. Like a medic with morphine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
You can do that.
Okay.
Oh, I saw that scene in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. So let's roll for Dumpy.
That's
who
the
Dumpy
scene
sound
right
like?
There, too.
73. Ultron.
So James Spader?
James yeah. Spader.
This is going to be
as
tough.
As Ultron or the secretary?
No, it says Ultron. This is going to be tough.
Avengers 2, the robot.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
I don't do a good James Spader that I can think of. I've never attempted to talk like James Spader. So here we go. Not to mention now he's dying.
So. Was Ultron in the original Transformers movie?
I knew you were going to go in that direction.
Son of a bitch.
Like, the second he said it, I was waiting for it.
Do you know that is anime?
I'm just saying, because there was another actor who played. I don't know who Ultron is, but I'm...
You don't know who Ultron is. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's
better.
That's great. Yeah. Let's move.
Josh is going to nail it.
So you'll be impressed. It's complicated. It was Forsha.
Fucking what?
They tried to do a ritual to figure out what happened to her. What the amulet did. And she didn't want it to happen. And she started ripping people apart and then eating them. And then... These two cracks came out of the woods, and they were looking for her, and they fought a little bit, and then chased her into the woods.
Where? Which way? Where did they go?
Were they ducks?
It was hard to tell. They were both white.
You said it was complicated. So, like, how was it complicated?
It was hard to tell.
Did you use, like a system of pulleys? Like, how was it complicated?
Plus one momentum.
Is this what happens to friends of yours?
Kind of.
No, this isn't even my favorite shovel.
These are guys on your payroll. That's what we're getting at, right?
Yeah, but these are Gelt contracts, so by dying, they negate all the contracts. They break the contract by dying. So we don't have to pay them.
Yeah. So when you ask how is it complicated, it's like, I just... didn't know what was going on.
Oh, okay.
Where did they go? You had to have seen which way they went, right? Where?
I swear, I don't know. I pretended to be dead until they were gone, and now I'm...
You're gonna die,
God,
I'm
gonna die?
Oh,
no,
yeah, most,
no,
you... no, most definitely.
Oh, fucking shit.
He's
Come
dying.
On,
I got you all fixed up, buddy. You're just gonna take a nap.
What is all this? What is this part of me?
It's snacks for later, y'all. Yeah?
Hey!
This is gonna get fucking gross.
If you could not have an associate of mine eat himself in front of me, that would be great.
Think of how many people get to see their own guts. That's like once in a lifetime kind of thing, right there for you, buddy.
It is definitely once in a lifetime.
As he's looking at you, as you say this, you see the light go out of his eyes, and he dies.
Good job, Kelton. You're a treasure of a manager.
I mean, have you seen your own guts?
I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually saw his light leave. Miss Cole.
Yes, Obi.
What did you get us into?
We're going to do our best with these fellers right here, Obi, and we're going to get you on that adventure. Yeah, you're going to pass your semester.
If he lives.
Oh, well, if you die, you fail. You don't pass. Yeah? What am I going to tell? Your teacher. Your mother.
Don't bring her into this.
Two Kreks and a Wolverine ran into the woods. We should be able to.
I've heard this one.
Plus one momentum. Yes.
Maybe you could look at the trees and see which tree they went by.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can do my best.
So the ground is churned up, and there's just tracks leading everywhere. And you see a pair of Krex tracks. One is much heavier than the other. They came in from the same direction that you're coming in from. Forsha's tracks are all over the camp, every direction. But you can tell that the Krex moved in one direction directly south of where you are.
Shovel, I miss you. You weren't my favorite, but you were up there.
And you hear his ghost.
No, I would like to just immolate his body.
Out of respect?
Out of respect.
Yeah, you can do that.
Done.
All right, just his?
Are there bodies left?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were
there
like...
There are five bodies.
I thought they were like just...
The... Oh, they're ripped to shreds. Yeah, and they've been chewed on and eaten.
All right, yeah, no, just light... I'm lighting them on fire.
It's like an American Werewolf in Paris, just...
That is an unsung fun movie.
Yes, it really is. Yeah.
It
really
should just
is.
Be called those legs. It should just be called This Was Made in the 90s.
Yeah, it is it is look
Patterson
at a movie
from that
in the
thing
80s.
You do is in it.
Yeah.
It, yeah, it should be called More Fun Than Underworld, but you'll feel bad for thinking that. So you guys start moving south.
Yes.
You see that this chase went on for a while and you're following it for about 2 miles before you see that the tracks catch up with each other.
Uh-oh.
And then there is a scene of another struggle. Forsha's tracks double back. You see that the cracks start heading south afterwards, and there's blood.
All right. So.
I mean, she's your girlfriend. Do we go for her, or do we go
you
after...
You don't know that.
So do we go after the injured guys that we're looking to find anyway, which is like the whole reason we're out here, or do we find a half-crazed person who already didn't like us particularly well?
Yeah.
I like that Keith became the unofficial leader.
No, he's very much the official leader.
He became the official leader, yeah.
We gotta figure out this fucking pig kid situation. Let's follow these bird feet, huh?
I gotta know. You guys have been through fucking hell. You're tired after a nonsense encounter, and you lost Vaughn.
It was a silly-ass day. And then we did just walk 3 more miles when we were trying to pack up and go to bed.
You're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, you guys all respect Forsha. You've had a lot of dealings with her. Nesbitt definitely has.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Bad dealings with her in the past, for sure. Esmond and Kelton have worked with her professionally multiple times before this. And this news comes to you guys. What do your characters think?
Esmond knows exactly. Just weird, messed up magic stuff. Magic does horrible stuff to most people all the time.
Right, because your relationship with magic is like, you got to check yourself all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about Kelton? How does he feel about this situation with Forsha?
He's like, this is what happens when other creatures mess around with guff artifacts. Like, stay out of our steez.
So it wouldn't have happened to a guff?
No, he doesn't think it would have happened to a guff.
Not even a weaker, inferior, other tribal guff?
Yeah, maybe one of them, but not like Mato clan would have been able to handle it.
So where does Forsha stack among the guff that you don't like?
He likes her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 80% guff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's even maybe a little afraid of her.
So know.
That was one of the main reasons he didn't give the medallion to Nesbitt, because he didn't want to piss off Forsha.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
What about Nesbitt now? So you have a complicated history with Forsha.
Yes.
Only made more complicated by recent events.
Yep. You don't dip your pen in company, my dude. Especially when she's crazy and full of magic.
Yeah. Always terrified of Forsha. From beginning to end. But obviously a kind of weird, like, affection, but still mostly just respect out of fear.
What's Gaylene think?
Well, she's probably a little sad that all their camp food's going to go waste, but she'll live.
And all those extra snacks that...
Yeah. She kind of wanted to try that, but you burned them to a crisp.
Please don't eat my dead friends.
Okay. We're trucking on. So you guys see the... Krex tracks leading directly to the south, and you're going that direction. That's the group decision.
We'll camp when they're dead.
Yeah.
All right. So you only go about a quarter of a mile before you come across a cave, and the tracks lead inside.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, buddy, you wanna light the way and let's see what's going on in here?
I definitely don't want to, but I will.
Gaylene is scared of caves.
Like all caves or specific caves? Or
she's claustrophobic.
Great.
I'll go first.
That's why she doesn't go under the ground. She goes above the ground.
I'm really glad you're going on an archaeology team. It's going to work out really well. This is a great idea for you. This is perfect.
So I'm assuming Kelton pulls out a torch. Esmond?
Lights his tail.
All right. Well, I thought you were going to light his torch.
I thought he would.
With your tail. Yeah,
boom.
All right. You start making your way in the cave, and you hear, like, down the distance, like, voices yelling at each other.
Any specifics out of it?
It's very echoey. It's hard to tell what they're saying right now. You're very far out.
Do we have an idea of a number and makeup of
two?
Party?
Two voices.
Okay.
Are they boys or girls?
They are boys. There are two distinct voices, and they're clearly arguing. But it's very echoey. You can assume from the sound it's around several turns. So they probably can't see your light yet, but it's going to happen.
Let's rush him and kill him.
We played Subtle before, and it usually ends up with someone dancing and nearly dying.
What?
All right, gents, shall we go introduce ourselves?
No, let's go fight them.
I'm feeling friendly.
All right, let's go make some new
guys,
pals.
Guys, these are the birds that attacked. They attacked the people.
We'll talk that out with them.
Let's kill them.
You know, for the first time in my life, I feel like maybe I should apply to college. I feel like it's not that hard.
So you run down to the edge of the cage.
No, for real. Actually, like, going down in there and, hey, you guys.
Oh, shit. Okay. I need battle order.
11.
Wow. That's really good. They have 8.
Nice.
23.
Come on, Max. Beef. Don't fuck us.
2.
Fuck. Fucked us.
What does that mean?
It means they go first.
They go first.
It's
which,
right.
In context, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So you round the corner. Battle order just decided they go first. They go,
who the fuck is that? Stop where you are.
Yeah, I'm stopped. Hey, I saw some shit a little bit north of here, and I'm wondering what the fuck happened.
You know, it's none of your fucking concern. That crazy bitch, if she's your problem now.
I think it's everybody's fucking problem. Tell me what happened up there.
Why don't you just turn around and leave? There's nothing for you here, okay?
I feel pretty confident that we can come to some kind of agreement that is mutually beneficial.
I think the most beneficial thing you could do for yourself is to fuck off.
I just want to know why that crazy cult is in pieces and you happen to be in the area.
I stain my hands with your blood.
Oh, shit.
So now you hear footsteps running at you from around the corner.
Really fast?
Yeah.
All right, backing up, taking a defensive position with my homies.
How wide is the cave?
Let's say it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 35 feet wide.
Damn, all right.
So the current way that you guys are arranged, you are 2 and 3 abreast in 2 rows. In the front row, Kelton and Nesbitt. In the second row, it is Esmond, Obed, and Gaylene. So around the corner, you see a Krex that's short, looks like a duck, wearing, looks like a leather armor, and he's got a buckler. And the other one is a huge goose.
You cannot escape from death.
The goose looks terrifying. He's got a huge longbow, and on his back, you think you see a great axe.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, guys, he's kind of terrifying.
So the duck goes first. He moves three spaces to get a decent picture of you guys.
Uh-huh.
And he sees a giant crocodile who he thinks that might have been the person talking with so much bluster.
I definitely sound... I look weaselly as, mm-hmm. as a person, yeah.
And a look comes out from his eyes that casts malediction upon you.
Ooh!
Oh, yes!
And he casts contagion on Esmond.
All right.
This is plus five.
He misses.
He misses. He rolled a 92.
I am going to move up into the face of the duck, and I am going to do warning strike. I'm going to spend a momentum.
Oh, all right. Tell the camera.
So that's 8. Is that plus my strength?
It's plus your dex.
Oh, plus my dex, so that'll be 10.
That is a miss.
Ooh.
And because you spent momentum.
I spent momentum.
It's a big miss. So as your axe comes down, he raises a hand,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of chops at your wrist.
Ow.
And your axe flies out of your hand. Goes over his shoulder, three squares. Up next, the goose. He sidesteps to be able to get a better view of everybody. He takes a shot at Kelton and a shot at Esmond.
Double the booking!
Kelton, that's going to miss. That's a 94. A 94 twice.
Wow.
He misses
what are
both.
The odds?
20 times 20, 400? 1 in 400? Yeah. That was terrible.
Yep.
Everybody's fucking up hard this
yeah.
time. All right. Gaylene Cecilia Gull. She has never acted before in combat. What does she do?
Gaylene is going to use leap to go behind the duck.
So she moves double her speed behind the duck, two squares from it with your reach weapon, and you provide flanking to Kelton, which gives you both the upper hand.
Yes. I'm also going to use sweep the leg, which is my scoundrel ability. I rolled a natty one.
All right. Well, nobody's hit yet. It is Miss City. All right. And the duck gets to go again. And
wait, what?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, these two are nasty.
It's duck, duck, goose.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Fuck.
God.
It's actually duck, goose, duck, goose.
Oh. God.
But,
damn it.
He disengages. He does an ability. He is going to provoke an attack opportunity from Gaylene. Also, I don't think Gaylene provided the upper hand because Kelton doesn't have a weapon. He is going to hold his hand up in such a way, and he starts to blur. And then you see him spread out among the room with multiple copies of himself.
That's like that Pokemon.
After images.
That Pokemon move.
Here's how this works. There are 6 of him now.
Uh-huh.
Are they real or are they images?
Good question. You roll to see if you can hit him. And if it does, you roll a d6. And if it lands on a 1, you hit the correct one.
So 18?
18 hits.
Okay, and then I roll the die 6. 5.
Okay, the one in front of you vanishes.
How exciting.
Yeah, you hit it and it vanished. It
that
was not the real one.
All okay, right. I just thought they were just going to be missing.
Yeah.
But if we can whittle them away.
Okay. Yeah,
so the way it works from here on out, you're still going to roll a d6, but if it's anything, if you roll a 6, you re-roll now. And it's going to keep working that way.
But what if none of us roll a 1?
Then the last one is the 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
but
one of them
I
is him.
Hope.
But the reason it's set up this way is that I don't know which one is the correct one, and neither do you. So you're not going to, like, guess based on my movements which one is him. I'm just going to have to treat them all as though they're real, and so will you.
Shadow of Death and create a zone of decay around the two that are nearest to me.
Okay.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the magic I'm talking about. Am I crazy?
Is it a burst 1?
It's a burst 2.
Holy shit. Huge.
Yeah, I forgot that, like, it's way bigger than I thought it was. So
you could definitely get 3 of them.
I can cover 3 of these guys. Any creature that starts their turn within that zone takes double my composure. My composure is only 1, but, you know, that's 2 damage guaranteed if they start within this zone.
That was a very smart move.
Move action to get
closer to Kelton.
The goose goes again. He puts his bow on his back, and he runs up to Kelton, invoking an attack of opportunity from Galen. So go ahead and take it.
Come on.
I got a 3.
You missed. He glows with light, and then you see a ray of light burst from him, and then he vanishes. And during the vanish, he zips past and through Kelton and Nesbitt and attacks both of them on his way past. It's like he ran through you as a beam of light, like a ghost. This is against both of you.
Stop!
16.
Hits.
Does 9 damage to both of you.
God, fuck me.
I'm going to step towards the 2 ducks that are not in the circle of bad, and then I'm going to use Fire Blast and target both of them.
Okay, go for it.
8 plus 5, 13.
Miss.
My scales are going to turn a very vibrant yellow, like a tropical fish yellow. Okay. And I'm going to step into my aspect of hope. +1 to attacks, 2 to ally healing received, and +2 to skills for adjacent allies. And then I'm going to cast Burning Ray in the direction towards the goose.
Come on, young boy.
11.
Miss the goose.
But heals them.
Heals them.
So Kelton receives 9, and then Nesbitt receives 7.
Oh, hey, you did the thing that my Flappy Bat did. We love you already.
3 ducks begin their turn within Shadow of Death. All right, 6. Reroll it.
4. 3. 3.
All right, all 3 of them vanish. There are only 2 ducks left. You don't know which one is the real one. The 2 of them cast Malediction on Obed, and then casts Contagion on Obed. Hits. 10 Ooh, damage.
Fuck.
Okay.
And they get to roll again against Kelton. Hits. Does 7 damage against Kelton, and Kelton now has Malediction on him as well. And also, Obed takes an additional 5.
Hold on.
Oh my
so,
god.
So, what does Guarded mean?
Guarded means you get +2 to your dodge.
My dodge.
So I'm going to move adjacent to Galen, and then I'm going to ask Esmond to take the shot on the goose.
And I'm
going to
use Burning Lance. Miss.
Yeah. This is the goose's turn. He is going to relocate. He's going to get behind Esmond, and he's going to use Blitz Dash through Esmond to get adjacent to one of the 2 remaining ducks.
Raising his tongue!
Miss.
I'm going to aim for the goose and the duck, because if the duck is real or fake, then we'll fucking know.
Exactly.
If you hit.
Fire Blast.
Come on!
21.
Hit on both.
So 9.
Ooh.
And that is not the real duck.
And he's gone, and now you know which one is real. I forgot to mention, but they're already bandaged and bleeding.
I'll move next to Obi. Well, I have a Talon Barrage.
It's really good.
I flap my arms and I jump, raking an enemy with my feet, but I move my speed and I make 3 attacks against the target, and if all 3 attacks land or if any attacks are a crit, the target is blinded for the entire turn.
Holy crap.
I had an 18.
That's a hit. Hit.
And a 3.
Miss.
Okay. 3.
It doesn't seem to have affected him. You scratched along his armor.
Too easy.
It is now the duck's turn. He steps to the left, and Nesbitt and Esmond are within his sight.
Okay.
And he casts Fire Blast. This is +5. 19 hits both of you.
All right.
9 damage.
Okay. Both.
I am going to move up adjacent to our new pals here. That also puts me adjacent to the goose. I'm real fucking scared of, and I do not like being in melee range of.
I mean, he has a name, you know.
Yeah. What's his name?
They're both named Howard.
Howard.
The fact that you can more readily remember stuff that happened in a game that I played than I can impresses me.
We studied this week for this session.
We tried really hard.
Plunging Strike. Throw 2 momentum on that.
Ooh, okay. Let's see it.
Getting serious, folks.
21 plus dexterity, 24.
Hits.
Yeah. I would really hope so.
That would be upsetting.
I mean, I'm already scared, but...
Ten damage. Also, now that I stuck this guy, I'm like, oh, I see where this guy doesn't like fucking being stabbed. And I use my Gelt Scene, Reveal Weakness. The next ally to strike the designated enemy deals an extra D10 on their turn.
Jesus.
Boom.
You know what? Plus one momentum.
Yeah, that was...
This is the first time you used that, right?
That was, yes.
Great.
It was a very effective turn.
Keith, I hate to say this, but there are one or two times where maybe that would have been great to have used.
Forgot about it.
As this move action, he draws his great axe.
You are history.
And he takes a swing at you.
Fuck up, you shitty goose.
Let's see. This is
You're
plus
terrible. I hate you.
Five.
Oh, no.
12.
Miss.
God damn. All right.
Yes.
You got so lucky.
I was holding my breath there. Jeez.
Because there is a term for what he just tried against you, and it's called overwhelming strike.
Holy shit, you big beefy fucker. Watch where you swing that thing.
More like underwhelming strike.
I'm not comfortable making jokes yet.
And because we accidentally went out of order, we're going to skip Esmond.
That is fine.
And move to Obed.
Nesbitt has the upper hand.
Yes.
I do not.
Correct.
Okay.
The language of it says, like, you have the upper hand for this attack.
Yeah, I don't actually have the upper hand, but I have the upper hand for that particular attack.
But I think, like, with our changes to the upper hand, maybe you should get it until the start of
your next
turn.
Would
that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
So
that way it's not till the end of your next turn, so you just have it perpetually, but the start of your next turn. We cool with that one?
Yeah. So that they move...
We'll implement that next design episode. All right.
So I'm going to move there, so I now have the upper hand.
From a full space away.
From a full space away with my reach weapon. I'm going to use my scene ability, Remembered Past. And you're going to watch all of my scales flicker with some bioluminescence that's going to ripple down the edges of them to the tips. I'm hearing the lines from...
Skibbolt?
From Skibbolt. And specifically, what was the play called? Gomeo and...
Juliet.
Gomeo and Juliet. I'm having flashbacks of being in the audience and watching this. And then I watch as the great playwright walks on stage and takes his bow. And I see it is, in fact, a guff.
I hate you in this moment more than anything.
You keep that a secret.
I keep that
you
a secret.
You do not fucking tell anybody.
I keep that a secret. So this is going to let me re-roll my next ability.
Okay.
Rippling lunge against the goose. A pattern flashes on my skin, drawing the eye from my attack. If I deal the upper hand while making this attack, I do sneak attack damage.
Okay.
Six.
Three. That's a natty three.
I re-roll this.
Okay.
19.
Yeah, that's a natty 19. That's 22.
That will hit the goose.
Okay,
that was
great.
A really good Remembered Past.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I remembered this thing. I'm never telling anybody. So,
I feel like I have that moment every day.
Bust your D10.
From Reveal Weakness.
From Reveal Weakness.
Oh, shit, yeah. So that's 14 damage.
Whoa. Good hit. And also a good use of action economy. Plus one momentum.
Yeah.
The goose looks extremely surprised by your ability to get through his armor, but he also looks now very angry, as a goose is wont to do.
Yeah.
So the duck Howard casts Malediction on Nesbitt. He's going to cast Contagion on Kelton.
That's a hit.
Natty 17. Maybe this die is loaded, because that's the third time it's rolled 17 in this encounter. 12 damage to Kelton. He casts Contagion on Galeen. Misses.
Pick up my axe.
Okay, that's a move action.
Duck?
Yeah.
Esmond, take the shot.
4.
Man, we are getting as screwed as they are rolling.
Yeah, we're gonna...
Well, they rolled really poorly the first round.
That's true.
They definitely stepped their game up way before we did.
Yep. Three natty 17s in a row,
They did not roll poorly for the first round. They went poorly for their first turn.
That's true.
And then immediately started whooping.
All right. Well, let's see if they kill you all.
Everything I've done has been wasted.
It'd be really interesting to see, like, how you guys feel about creating a character and dies in the same session. So, it's the goose turn. He's going to strike at Nesbitt again.
Come on, young boy.
He's going to invoke an attack of opportunity from Obed. He hits Nesbitt. Let's see if he takes the attack of opportunity.
He does not.
Predictable.
All right, Nesbitt.
Oh, that's a big die. Yep. That's a big fucking die. That's another
Holy
die.
Shit. He's using Overwhelming Strike.
Oh, no.
Shinpugas!
Oh, my poor sensitive guts.
Nesbitt takes 16 damage.
Jesus.
Oh. I'm going to disengage and move one space back. And then I'm going to use Helmet Splitter.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sounds pretty dope. Okay, okay. On our goose friend. And I want to spend 2 momentum.
All right. So you're spending 2 momentum. That is a story currency. Tell me, Gaylene, how does this go?
Oh, she's going to jump, and it's like her pike's going to go, like, over her head, and she's going to hit it really hard, and he's going to, like, split almost in half.
Okay.
15 on my 20. 4. 6.
Yeah, it definitely hits.
7. 3. 3. Plus 2.
15 damage.
Is he dead?
He is not.
But I hit him in the helmet.
It split his helmet, but his head remains.
I did this for my boss.
Kelton.
Everybody note that she gestured like, at Kelton.
That sounds like quid pro quo to me.
I really, really like this dynamic that I hate.
Well, no. He's her direct supervisor. You're the CEO.
It is now the duck's turn. He disengages from Obed, who has him pegged with a reach weapon.
Yep.
Next to the goose, fire blast on Nesbitt and Gaylene.
What?
That's a hit.
What?
It hits both.
Oh, God.
4, 5 damage.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm going to disengage, still adjacent with Gaylene. Lifesteal on the goose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, guys, seriously, am I the only one seeing this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I just, in a fit of desperation, dive back away from the goose that I am fucking terrified of and take as much of his life power as I can as I'm drawing back. I'm going to throw 2 momentum at this.
Ooh.
And use my lifesteal. Cunts. That Fuck. Is 13.
That is a miss.
Shit. Fuck.
So what ends up happening is as you attempt to draw his life to you, you draw his body to you, putting him adjacent to both you and Gaylene.
You can't escape from death.
Fuck.
Does that move Why? Him out of a threatening square of mine?
Yes. It moves him 3 spaces away from Obed, meaning Obed no longer threatens him, and it moves him...
But I don't get an attack of opportunity from him moving out of a threatened square.
Right, because it was forced movement right, okay. from Nesbitt. Okay, okay, okay. And it also moves him adjacent to Gaylene, which is out of her threatening reach as well.
Right.
God.
Why?
Because you have a reach.
Because
weapon.
The no. world hates
Why
me.
Did you do that?
Because if it would have worked, it would have been super dope.
It is now the goose's turn.
Oh, good.
The goose looks at his axe and then looks at himself and kind of looks at Nesbitt and goes, holds his hand up and casts Burning Ray, starting on his square through Nesbitt. 14.
Match.
Nesbitt takes 3 damage, and he gains 3 health.
All right, Esmond's bone up and using Fire Blast again.
On the duck and the
and
goose.
And the goose.
Son of a bitch.
Miss. Okay.
I'm going to move. So I will be in range of the duck and the goose.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm going to cast Burning Ray at myself moving forward through Nesbitt. So
and the goose.
Healing myself and Nesbitt and hopefully hurting the goose. 16.
Hit.
Okay, sweet. 5 health for you and I. 5 damage for the goose.
The goose takes no damage.
Predictable.
Yes.
The duck casts Malediction on Gaylene.
God.
Disengages because at Obed's reach weapon, and he casts Contagion on Obed. 12 to dodge. Nope. So he doesn't get a second roll.
Okay.
Kelton.
Welcome to the fight.
Yes.
Cheers.
my thinking. If I do hazing charge,
yeah,
I should be able to move the goose to where all four of you get an opportunity to attack.
Yep. That's what it looks like.
Kelton is going to move adjacent to the goose. I'm going to spend two momentum.
Ooh. And you're going to...
Man, that's worked out really well so far, this, this encounter.
You know what it hasn't worked out? Rolling without Savannah. Him either.
Savannah's two went well.
Yep.
Yeah. That was 24.
Hit.
Excellent. Kelton is going to grab the goose, one hand around his neck, lifts him up, and just starts trudging along as each other character is able to take an opportunity attack, kind of spinning him in a circle like a prom.
So everybody gets an opportunity attack, and in order where he was standing, it's going to be Obed first.
And you get plus one to attack.
Yep.
Oh, plus one.
That's natty 17, 20 after.
Hits.
Ah. It's three.
You don't get through his armor. Nesbitt.
Hey, man. If you could throw a one or a 20 right now, God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. Bip.
Yeah! 20.
That is a crit.
It.
Coming up.
All right. So max damage and bypasses armor. Did you
so
have the upper hand?
Six bypassing armor.
You did have the upper hand.
Because of me, yeah.
Because of Obed. Yep. So you deal sneak attack damage max.
Oh,
bypassing
shit.
Armor.
Yeah. So that's 18 bypassing armor.
He dies.
Yeah!
Keith, here's another really cool thing. You get to teleport now, too.
Yeah, I sure do.
You can just plop right down next to that duck, and he can't cast spells.
Oh, yeah. I thought he couldn't do magic. All right,
so, I love that Liam is so much more obsessed with my newfound magic ability that
and
I, like, ignore exists. It's so good. All right, laid that crit down, stabbed the eternal fucking shit out of this goose and
dip right on over
adjacent to this duck.
So, well, you say dip, but you literally mean teleported through shadow like Nightcrawler.
Disappeared out of existence and then reappeared adjacent to this duck.
I go,
Kelton's gonna rub both eyes like the town drunk.
Still holding a dead goose.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, goose. You fucking goose. And
just Kelton, plus one momentum.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thought about giving it to Keith, and I was like,
no,
it's Kelton.
No, that was all Kelton.
Gaylene is going to move forward, so she's adjacent to both Obi and Nesbitt, so she can hit the duck. Sweep the leg. 18.
Yes.
That's a hit.
Eight
damage to the duck.
Yas.
Okay. And he's knocked down. Now it's his turn.
Right.
Okay.
But he's laying down.
Yes. He spends a move action to stand up. And he's going to invoke an attack of opportunity because he's going to cast his multiplication spell.
So
he takes an attack of opportunity from both Nesbitt and Gaylene. So Nesbitt does not get an attack of opportunity because he took one against the goose. Gaylene does.
Five.
Miss. And he multiplies. That's all he does.
I see this shit happen again, and it looks like a few of them are bundled up. I know how this game works, so I'm going to recast Shadow of Death on this group of three, and then disengage from the other one that is right adjacent to me.
I move one square back from the two ducks that are in front of me, and I cast Fire Blast. One.
So you miss both?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to move one space closer, exactly there, yes, so that Nesbitt still gets the benefit, and I'm going to Burning Ray, starting at yourself. Across to hit myself, Nesbitt, and the duck that is one space away.
Okay, let's see a roll.
That's 12.
So miss the duck.
Got it. Right. Two.
Hey, that's not nothing.
I will take it.
Now it's the duck's turn again. Everybody has malediction on them.
Yep.
God.
Three ducks start their turn within the Shadow of Death. D6 roll for the first one.
Deuce.
Gone. And now there's five left.
Tres.
All right. There are four left.
Also tres.
There are three left. You see them all disengage. They cast Contagion on Gaylene and Esmond. So, Gaylene Hit. Deals 13 damage.
Jesus.
To Galen. Esmond. Misses.
I'm going to have to move in front of Esmond. And I'm going to see, hopefully, Obid would be able to take the shot with Burning Ray to hit Nesbitt, the duck, and myself, okay, if possible.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
That is a 19.
That hits.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that's 3 health to both of you.
And 3 damage to the duck?
And 3 damage to the duck.
Does not get through the duck's armor.
So Galen's going to move forward 1 space so she can threaten both the ducks.
Okay.
Galen is going to do an overwhelming strike, which is surprising my enemy with the sheer power of my strike. 3, so yep. 18.
18 hits.
Yay.
All right, and now roll a d6. If you roll anything over a 2, you reroll.
1.
You hit the correct one.
Yes! Yes!
11.
11 damage. Yeah, he feels that. All right, yeah, he's not happy. That hurt a lot, and it's his turn. He disengages from Galen to get both Kelton and Esmond in his sights, and all uses right. Fire Blast.
Dope.
Misses.
Nesbitt, can you do a thing for me? Can you hold your turn?
I can maintain a defensive posture and see what Esmond is doing.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to move next to him, and I'm going to use Chomp.
Okay.
Whoa.
He's never
We haven't
used
seen
this
yet.
With no momentum?
This is some raw-ass alligator shit.
2 momentum.
All right.
9 plus 5 plus 3. 17.
Miss.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And not only that, you spent momentum. When you go to bite him,
mm-hmm.
he grabs your leg out from under you and yanks on it, knocking okay. you down.
Go up next to my laying down friend. Double strike him. Ugh, one of them hits. 5.
Doesn't look like a particularly great hit, but it does get through his armor.
I'm going to not attack the duck for the sake of healing myself, too.
So you're going to cast what? Burning Ray?
Burning Ray.
Okay.
Do I even need to roll if I'm not going to attack?
You need to roll to see if you crit.
I
and
do.
And you do, son of a bitch.
Yes. All right, so everybody gets how much?
That's 7 health.
So and who does it go through?
It's me, Galen, and Nesbitt.
Okay. It's the duck's turn. He's upright. He disengages 1 space and casts Fire Blast on Nesbitt and Esmond. So, and misses both.
Yes.
Kelton, your turn.
Really needed that to happen.
I'm going to move up into the duck's face, and I am going to spend 2 momentum, and I'm going to try to do Warning Strike. So 18.
Hit.
Good thing you spent the momentum.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. 13. Oh, yeah.
13 damage?
13 damage to the duck.
So that hurts.
If he tries to attack an ally or disengages, he will provoke an opportunity attack.
Just before we end this person, we killed 1.
Do we want to have a conversation?
No.
I mean, this was our only lead yeah. on the kids.
Oh, is he, like, tired enough to, like... want to just chill out and talk?
I would say he's pretty angry, and he's not on death's door.
Like grumpy angry, or like...
Forsha, you could assume, fucked him up pretty bad, but now his best friend has been murdered in front of him, and he's not very happy about it.
It's not murder if you sling the first blow. That is isn't defensive.
It kind of feels the same to me.
Yeah, he's still mad that you...
That was
you,
me quoting you.
He used that line.
I did.
He doesn't care about the legal difference.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
God damn it.
Plus 1 momentum.
Yeah.
Yay!
Absolutely. Fuck.
Galen is going to move forward, and she's going to hang out next to Nesbitt. And she is going to do a venom strike. Stinging venom. 10.
Miss. It is the duck's turn. He disengages, provoking an attack of opportunity from Kelton.
And finally, the first time this has ever happened, I get +2 to opportunity attacks.
All right.
Nope.
Fire blast.
And
which I'm pretty
hits
sure
fucking everybody, but oh, oh bad.
It hits Nesbitt, Gaylene, and Esmond. Miss.
Hell yeah!
Best I can do in this situation is just run straight up in his face. A double strike from here.
Okay.
So, let's see. We've got a 17 and an 11.
Both miss.
You are a wily fucker, aren't you?
He's bad news. He's like, hey, is that the best you got, you piece of shit?
Oh, you wanted my best. All right.
Flaming Pillar. Crit.
Oh,
18 damage.
That hurt at his feet, his little duck feet, and went straight up through his skull. That hurt. That did a lot of damage. That hurt. And he goes, oh, okay. All right. ow.
I'm going to move directly into the fray, directly between everybody. So now everybody benefits from my aspect of hope. So I'm going to attack the goose with prayer strike. 21.
Hits.
Yeah.
What's this prayer strike do?
My next attack heals two allies within five spaces for half the damage I do.
Damn, that's pretty dope. Ooh.
6.
And now it is his turn. He disengages and then does a full move action to try to run away. All right, so he is now 7 spaces away from the two closest, who are Nesbitt and Kelton.
I could chase him for 5, but that's not going to do much. Kelton is going to move his full speed, 5. That will put him in range to allow Esmond to take the shot.
All right.
That's plus 2 on yours.
Oh,
91.
Okay. I haven't been able to get the rhythm to use any of the bonuses of any of my to hit things
nothing.
This entire time.
Nothing.
But ugh.
That nat 20 was worth it, though. Far for this take the shot, and it's just take a shit, more like.
Gaylene, to catch up with our duck friend, double moves.
Okay, so now you're threatening him, so he can't double move without invoking. And it's his turn. And he, in a desperation, just casts Fire Blast on Gaylene and hits and deals... fucking snake eyes. Yes. 6 damage to Gaylene.
-4.
-4, so 2 damage?
Yes.
I'm going to do the same. Move up adjacent in a flanking position with Gaylene's pike.
Where do you think you're going, buddy? Why don't you hang out and have a chat with us?
Screw you, pal.
I'm going to rear around to my right. Burning Lance. Natty 18, so...
Oh, yeah. Hit.
5 damage.
He looks like he's on his last legs, but he's like, oh, you piece of shit.
We're going to keep stabbing you and fucking burning you. Just let's have a little chat here.
I'm going to cast Burning Ray.
Okay.
Crit.
Boom.
7. And since I just cast with Prayer Strike, I can pick 2 allies within 5 spaces of me.
To deal half.
To do half.
And I think half rounds down, right?
That's yes. Fair.
Yeah.
So who needs healing? All right, so 3 to Kelton and 3 to Gaylene.
Okay. He is about to collapse. It is now his turn. He just casts Contagion on Obed, completely regardless of being threatened by opportunity attacks. So Gaylene, take one.
So 15?
Miss. Nesbitt.
Hit. Can I attempt to subdue him?
Like, deal, like, non-lethal damage?
Yes.
I would
and
say yes.
Pin him and, like, restrain him completely. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel all like right. You can't do that so with that, sneak attack damage, but you could, like, hit him.
I would feel like you could sneak subdue somebody. Like,
so what do we want me to roll for that? Is that still just throwing my damage to see what it does?
Just throw your damage.
All right. 12.
That's more than enough. So he had 1 health left.
Jesus.
However, it was important that you rolled. Because he has an armor of 3.
Yeah.
Well, I guess with your strength, it still would have done.
Yeah.
He's completely ruined. He can't do anything.
Is he looking a little peckish? Thank you for having me.
8 more ducks come out of the...
He is looking a little henpecked, yes.
I look forward to future adventures.
You've really quacked his hard exterior.
Look, I know we got off on the wrong foot, but where are the fucking pig kids?
They're in the back, man. I thought you came for something else. They're in the back, of the cave.
Oh, good.
I stab him immediately in the throat.
All right, yeah. So he dies immediately.
Cool.
Right. I thought the same thing. Good stabbing, though.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking straight. Whatever secret he had, he took to the grave.
Yeah, he dies. Bleeds out his last blood, and Howard the Duck and Goose Howard have been defeated. Everybody, plus 7 momentum.
Damn.
Yes.
So do we eat the duck or the goose?
Ooh.
Why not both?
Porque no los dos?
Are they roasted?
I'd like to roll both yes. of them.
Barbecue?
This is the first time where I would like to actually search these two, looking for scraps of paper, notes, just sure. anything.
That's good.
Anything related to Forcia, why they were involved in Forcia.
I'll take the wing. You take the leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys mentioned kids. I didn't.
You search them. You find that the duck had a dagger, wears leather armor, mm-hmm. and he's got about 100 ackies on him. The goose has a great axe, has a great bow, has 150 ackies on him.
All right. But no, contracts, no...
No writing damn it. Whatsoever.
I take the ackies and the dagger.
Okay. I don't care. Now it was find kids. March into the back of the cave.
88 of those ackies are ours.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't survived the day yet.
So you guys go further in the cave, and it takes a while. This is actually kind of a part of a complicated network of caves. But very quickly... You come across 5 extremely scared children, 4 Guff, 1 Krex, that are tied up.
I thought there would be more of you.
And gagged. Mm-hmm. And they're extremely scared.
Poor babies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kids, calm down. Calm down. You're good.
Are you going to untie them? Ungag them?
They're gagged. I mean,
No, I'm working on that.
You have a knife.
I'm not going to... Okay, I am me, so yes, I actually am going to cut the gags with a knife because I am a fucking idiot asshole. Okay. But first kid,
calm down, we're good.
Cut gag.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling, kid?
To be continued.
Actually, fine.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We're getting further into it. We're going to see where this leads. Additionally, if you are a fan of this game and you want to play it yourself, we are on patreon.com/RPGFS. You can get all of our materials that we make there. They're being constantly updated. We're releasing rule books. I think we're about to release the 3rd revision of the rule book, as well as the 2nd revision of the character sheet. So please, guys, if you're into it, just come on there. Even if you're not a patron, you can comment and tell us what you think of the episodes. We'd love to hear from you.
Also, you can find us at facebook.com/RPGFS.
We are on Twitter at homebrewhombres.
And we're on Instagram, RPG from scratch, one word.
Thank you guys so much. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.